Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meridian Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Now, you guys have been extremely busy with fairs, and we're rolling right into another one with the Miami County Fair. Just a whole lot of stuff you guys got going on.
Yeah, we are right in the middle of a Miami County Fair. We started Saturday, and it actually goes through this Saturday, July 26th. So we have lots of things to do. There's lots of things. Most of our exhibits have been judged or getting judged this morning for 4-H. As far as like indoor, we'll have livestock shows starting this evening. Open class comes in this evening and tomorrow morning on Wednesday. And there's lots of things going on. But I wanted to touch on a couple of things that maybe you haven't thought about at the Miami County Fair. One of the things is, you know, we have lots of different concession stands and places to get foods and drinks. But one of the special ones in my heart is the 4-H food stand that is actually in Building 2. And it's a really important thing for the Miami County 4-H program because it basically gives us our spending money for the year. So we use it to give scholarships to some of our seniors and help with the Miami County 4-H Foundation do that. We also use it for all the awards that 4-H'ers get at Achievement Night, and including we've been doing a supper or basically a meal with our Achievement Night the last couple years, and that comes out of our 4-H food stand proceeds. We also have lots of things like Ribbons for Club Day, which is our presentation day, as we're trying to call it here. So it's lots of different things, camp scholarships and clover buds, all the different things that we do throughout the year. All that money comes from our 4-H concession stand here. So we have a lot of different things. We have some really cool new items, you know, besides just our traditional hamburgers, cheeseburgers, hot dogs. We also are having some sweet treats. This year is our first year for a brownie sundae. So we have 4-H'ers who are donating pans of brownies that we're going to turn into topping with the ice cream and different toppings. We also have some homemade pies from some of our 4-H'ers that are coming in to do that. And you can have that with your ice cream as well. So there's lots of different ways that you can help out. So if you're at the Miami County Fair this week, stop by our 4-H concession stand. They're open basically 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday of our fair. A couple of other things I just want to touch on while I'm on the radio is we also, on Friday the 25th, we have our livestock judging contest. So registration starts at 9:30 is the contest beginning, and that is open to anyone. So I know we always have a few kids from our surrounding counties that come over, and I just want to make sure and invite everyone over to that. Friday at 6 p.m., we have our round robin showman. So that is where our top showmen from each of our livestock species basically come into the ring, and they have to show all the other species and get crowned top showman of the 2025 Miami County Fair. So it's a lot of fun to watch. Some of them are, you know, it's neat to see them and how much they practice ahead of time, because I am amazed at all the, you know, Thursday afternoon and Friday afternoon, you're seeing kids out there practicing with other kids, teaching them how to show different species, because maybe they're not familiar with showing sheep because they won in the beef department. And so they're out there with somebody who is showing sheep and learning about that process, and it's neat to see those kids actually teach other kids how to do those and help their competitors for that contest. So that's what 4-H is all about, and it's always neat to see. And then, of course, we have our project auction and livestock sale on Saturday, July 26th, and this is it starts with a buyer breakfast from Chris Cakes. So that's at 8 a.m. The sale starts at 9. We do projects. We average probably 60 to 80 projects that go through our project auction, and then we follow that with the livestock sale. So that is another probably 50 to 60 kids that go through that. So there's lots of things going on there. If you're interested in coming and bidding or buying, either way, you can register for a number right there. We usually try to have our sale bills out on that Friday, like by noon on Friday. So there's lots of things happening at the Miami County Fair, and come out and support our 4-H'ers. And the proceeds from the project and livestock auction go back to those actually go back to those 4-H'ers to help with all of the expenses that come with having projects. And a lot of them, that's how they get their college fund or higher education fund, whichever way they want to go. So it's a good thing. It's how I went to college. So it's a nice thing to have that support of the community at our 4-H and FFA project and livestock sale.
Make sure you come out and support. It sounds like it's going to be a busy week for you guys.
It is. Always is, but it's a good week, too.
Exactly. Got to make sure everybody gets the recognition they deserve. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.